Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, sportsbyline.com, over all of our over-the-air affiliates, podcast. Maybe you're checking us out on a replay on SiriusXM or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. And even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. I don't know what the weather is like outside in Washington State right now, but I know there's a big celebration going on inside Paisley School. If you heard the show yesterday, you know there was a big hullabaloo that happened, and Paisley feeling better now, so that's a good thing. She's going to school, and yes, it is paper mache day. And that's where Brian Alvarez is. He will be back for subscribers of the website tonight with Dave Meltzer for Wrestling Observer Radio after Dynamite. But joining me today will be Lance Storm stepping in on Brian's behalf. Got a lot to get into, including something I just saw up on the front page not long before we went to air, and that is Taz, one of Lance's former co-independent contractors while working with ECW and WWE. Well, he's been told that he needs both of his knees and shoulders replaced. Taz does. He has opted against getting surgery. The 56-year-old AEW commentator wrote on social media that while a highly acclaimed orthopedic surgeon has informed him that he needs the four joints replaced, he's not going to have it done right now. Instead, he's choosing to keep trying regenerative procedures and will attempt to deal with the pain. Taz said that the issue with his knees and shoulders is from training too heavy in the gym during his career, not the bumps he took, and also warned wrestlers to be a whole lot smarter about how they train. Bring Lance on, talk a little bit about that. Of course, we got AEW Dynamite tonight. We had WWE NXT last night, plus a whole lot more. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. You know, we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Lance is at Lance Storm. The website for this show is at WONF4W. You should have that bookmarked anyway, considering where else you're going to get your news from. And the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley's here with you live on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And Andrew Zarian is here with you on Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd hype up the wrestling news, but you already know about that. Everything you need to know to get your day started or get you up to date, 5 to 15 minutes long every single day of the year. Find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts or head on over to WrestlingNews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. The F4W Online Wrestling Observer Convention is taking place on Memorial Day weekend, getting close here, less than a month away. All of the information is available through the front page of the website or just stop by f4wonline.com/Vegas. But without any other further ado, I've got my very American Dunkin' Donuts coffee here. Usually I'm a Starbucks guy, but that's only because where I am, there's no Tim Hortons, which is my favorite coffee of all time. But a guy that can get Tim Hortons anytime he wants, including their brand new pizza, ladies and gentlemen, Lance Storm. Lance, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's a shame I don't have my Tim Hortons to-go cup because I had one minutes ago. But yeah, there's two within walking distance of my house, so no shortage of that here. And I just want to say, you know, I have all the best to Taz. Boy, two knees and two shoulders. That's got to be pretty rough.
Absolutely. My not long ago, my uncle just had his knees replaced, and the way that it kind of worked, it was better for him to get them done at the same time, which is a blessing and a curse. I can't imagine having both knees and then both of your shoulders. And Lance, it blows me away. And Taz was always in incredible shape. I mean, that's the one thing that he had going for him. He was as wide as he was tall, but obviously he was carrying around a ton of weight as well, too. again, just your thoughts, because it's been a while since we've had somebody come out and pushing 60 years old. Now we've had a guy come out from the past and say, hey, look, you know, this isn't about the bumps even as much as it's about the training. You got to be careful about that stuff, too. Do you have any thoughts on how people push weight? Because I know it's come up a lot when it's come in WWE developmental with people tearing shoulders or having issues here and there. You have any thoughts on just lifting too much and how guys are training now?
Well, I think Taz is probably right. You know, I used to argue with Chris Candido back in Smoky Mountain and ECW because he would push himself so hard in the gym. And I would tell him, like, dude, we get enough injuries in the ring. Don't get any in the damn gym. And there was a lot of guys, and I would imagine Taz is one of them, seeing that he had such thick legs. He was probably a really heavy squatter. And, you know, Hogan, I think, has had, you know, all of his stuff replaced. And I know a lot of people would joke. It's like, well, he didn't even take that many bumps. It's like, yeah, but I bet you he was training super, super heavy in the gym to carry that mass. And it takes a toll. And I hope, you know, the alternative that Taz is looking into, I hope it works for him. But I'm assuming he's my age-ish, probably mid to late 50s. It's like, he's got 30-plus years ahead of him. You might want to get it fixed rather than trying to grin and bear it and work through it. Jeez.
Yeah, 56 years old. And look, I don't mean to crack a joke here because times have changed, but we're still seeing these types of injuries. Chris and Taz were both, in old wrestling terms, we can call them vertically challenged, you know, for everybody that wanted people who were 6'3". And remember, that was the edict seemingly in NXT for a long time. We're not taking anybody unless they're like 6'2" and naturally 220 pounds. Do you think that had a lot to do with it? Not to call them out or anything like that, but because of the times, you know, the urge to blow yourself up, you know, naturally and with help in some cases, do you think that had a lot to do with some of these guys? Because that's what was always said about Chris Benoit and Eddie, and a lot of those guys were, well, they're too short, but then, you know, they got as big as they possibly could, you know, muscular-wise.
Well, I think
way
that,
more than
that,
their frame could hold.
Well, I think that is a lot of it, and that's one thing that I've always, you know, attested to my health, is that I was never above my natural body weight. Like, I was 210, 215 in high school. And I think my peak wrestling, I was like, you know, 220 maybe. But when you are under 6 feet, especially if you're under 5'10", it's like in that era, you had to be thick. And Chris and Taz are prime examples of that. And when you're carrying that kind of weight and also lifting the kind of weight you need to put on that kind of mass, it is a strain. Because you've got to lift heavier in the gym, because if Taz wasn't that physical presence, people wouldn't have bought him as the monster that he was. And Chris too, because there would be that, oh, they're too short. And it's like, but they're not, because, you know, you saw how much they managed to get over, and guys today who are also, you know, shorter than those guys have succeeded, but there was a pressure back then. And, you know, pushing your limits in the gym takes its toll.
You know, back in the day, you know, a lot of you guys were classified, even you, you know, as junior heavyweights. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was a glorious period because I love cruiserweight wrestling. I love light heavyweight wrestling. Because I liked real sports, the term was not an insult to me that I was watching different weight classes. It never bothered me, although obviously in the world of pro wrestling, you know, people looked at cruiserweights as a step down or a level down. Were you ever asked, because I can't recall if you ever had or not, I know you were in the road to the Super J Cup, which ultimately led to the J Cup, but how often were you asked to do junior heavyweight tournaments, not only in Japan, but across the world? And was there anybody that ever said, well, you know, actually you're too tall or you're too big to be competing as a lighter weight guy?
I had that in Japan when I started with War as a junior heavyweight. And I think junior heavyweight in Japan is far less of a stigma than cruiserweight was in the U.S. And I competed for quite a while. As you said, I did the J Cup and, you know, held a couple of junior titles in Japan. But there was a point, and oddly enough, it was when I leaned down and actually finally made weight, because I was technically above or at the 220 mark for much of my run as a junior heavyweight. But there was a point where I leaned down to 215 and looked so much bigger that Tenru did come to me, and he says, "Maybe, okay, you go heavyweight." And I'm like, "Am I still booked on every tour?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay." And I was upgraded to heavyweight, even though I was actually my lightest in my run in war. And there was a period of time, too, in WWE. There was a time when Christian and I weren't doing much. It was, you know, probably at the end of our Un-American run, or maybe right before it, where we were gambling on Mark Henry's, you know, feats of strength, that Brian Gewirtz came and offered to build the cruiserweight division around us if we were interested in being cruiserweights. And we both just said, you know, heck no, we have no interest in getting that label. Christian had finally gotten that label off him from when he debuted. And it's like, no, I'd rather be lost in the heavyweight division than be labeled a cruiserweight in 2002 WWE. So I've always been at the line. You can lie and certainly get me to the full heavyweight division, but you can also lie and get me into the cruiserweight division. As a former Saskatchewan hardcore, no, it was the 100 kilograms and under champion.
Yes. You know, we're pushing up against break here for this first segment, Lance, but you know, it's a funny memory, you know, about everything that took place in WCW, because for a fan, there were some highs, but as we look back and as time, the winners seem to, you know, dictate how they talk about things, you know, there were a lot of bad times. And boy, you're going to have a new docuseries coming up to watch that I want to ask you about after the break, about who killed WCW. Yep. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, everybody. $7 Productions. It's coming to Vice. We'll talk about it when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi here with you. Lance Storm filling in for Brian Alvarez, who, as I mentioned earlier on, will be back for subscribers tonight with Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio following Dynamite. I'm not sure about any other plans that he has, but I do know that he's going to be back here tomorrow with me to talk everything that happens tonight on AEW Dynamite. But Lance, I kind of teased it before we went to break. And I got to be honest, I don't want to see this. I can't believe that there's any new spin that they could possibly put on this. But who killed WCW, the new docuseries that's being produced by Dwayne Johnson's 7 Bucks Productions, now has an official premiere date, June 4th on Vice TV. That's according to Deadline yesterday, said Johnson about the series, which was first announced last November, quote, "The iconic rise and fall of WCW is one of professional wrestling's most captivating stories, full of big dreams, massive successes, painful failures, and the harsh realities of the pro wrestling business. With wrestling viewership and fan engagement at an ultimate high," he didn't say all-time high, said ultimate high, "there has never been more of a perfect time to tell top-quality wrestling stories, and there's no one better, or no better one to start with than a one-of-a-kind behind-the-scenes look at this epic saga." I would disagree about that for two reasons. One, it's always a good time to tell a top-notch wrestling story, and two, I don't know if this would be the one I would want to start with, but I do understand that WCW is still out there to be mocked, to be ridiculed, to be celebrated. It just won't go away. You lived it, especially in those final years. What do you think about another documentary being made on WCW? And is there anything that they could possibly add that would make this thing, you know, something that a wrestling fan that would be listening to this show would actually want to go out of their way to see?
I can't imagine there's any new ground to cover. But I think with Rock's ties now to TKO, they want to tell a story that WWE gets a win in. And this is the most told story. I saw it on Threads because I'm no longer on the X, at Storm Wrestling Academy on Threads, if you care. Wow. I saw it announced, and I joked that who killed WCW? It's the Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express finish. It's like everyone did. From creative control Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash to Eric Bischoff's arrogance, if you will, or giving people creative control in the first place, to the sabotaging of Sting, to Vince Russo's booking, Kevin Nash's booking, and ultimately getting to the point where I think it was Jamie Kellner pulled the plug. I think there is guilt to be shared all around, and I'm sure a gloating WWE taking the victory lap at the end of the show.
But will guilt be placed all around, or will it just be a bunch of poo thrown at a fan where everybody gets to kind of like mush it in each other's faces? Because, you know, one of the reasons that this will have a bunch of talking heads on it is because there's a lot of talking heads that are still in the business of talking who were there and have their thoughts about it. And again, I don't know. It just seems like WWE has ran this victory lap on WCW a zillion times already. A zillion times already. And I don't know. I just see this to be kind of a complete waste of time until we can get a tease where we may get something different or we may get a surprise. I mean, is there anybody that they can talk to that you know of that may have, like, could they pull out, like, was it Sharon Sidello or something like that? I mean, who would they have to get to for somebody like you to actually perk up a little bit and go, okay, I want to hear what this is, because I'm sure you've already heard everything Bischoff has to say and Nash has to say and everybody else has to say about it. Who new can come in that you can think of that may be somebody that we would want to hear from?
I don't see that there is someone. And I think the other, crux or difficulty hurdle they have to get over is, how do you tell this story without glorifying Vince McMahon? And that's not exactly a good thing to be doing right now.
No, no, it is not. And that's going to be interesting to see how they play him in all of this. If it's just WWE went out and bought them and all that sort of stuff, and it's not directly a shot at Vince. I don't know. It's going to be interesting because, yeah, now that Rock is a member of the TKO board of directors, again, how much Vince erasure can you do? Because I'm sure they're going to want to moving forward, but I don't, again, it's so difficult because he's so associated with the product that he helped create and bring to the level that it is, on top of the fact that he's in so much of it, including that fateful day where he fired Jeff Jarrett on air and all that stuff that took place on, I believe it was, what, March 26th, right?
Something like that. But yeah, just the fact that the Austin McMahon program is such a key role in overtaking WCW and killing WCW, if you will. How do you not mention that and glorify someone who should not be painted in a favorable light on your television?
Well, if AEW is Pepsi, and, well, we know what Tony Khan said that WWE was, you know, that's a terrible transition. I'm not going to go any further with that transition. I will just say that AEW Dynamite, apparently Pepsi, will take place tonight on TBS from the Canada Life Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is, of course, the fallout of the fallout of the fallout from last week's Dynamite, where Tony Khan was attacked by the New Look Elite crew of the Young Bucks and Jack Perry and Kazuchika Okada. We saw him all weekend long. Those of us who are American football fans, we saw him rock the neck brace. We saw him on there and pretty much got a good reaction for it in all the circles that I saw when he was out there doing media. Everybody had some fun with it. Rich Eisen, apparently, and Tony Khan are going to auction off the autographed neck brace with the proceeds going to charity, which is a really cool thing to do there. But I don't think we've gotten your reaction to all that craziness that took place, including his comments on the NFL Network that took place on Friday, I believe that it was, where he made that comparison. Do you have any thoughts about anything that does not have to do with in the ring when it comes to Tony Khan's comments over the weekend?
I was really happy he wore the neck brace and jumped all in. I think it was smart. It made people talk about it. And also, as an old school wrestling guy like me, it's like, you should.
Damn
now,
right.
If it leads to heel authority figures, I'm not happy with it. And I'll be really curious tonight that two of the people with the most heat in AEW right now are Don Callis and Chris Jericho, and they're in their hometown tonight in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
They are indeed. And CM Punk's another guy who seems to be really over, but he doesn't work there, and they can't really say his name anyway. But he has been, you know, the tipping point in everything that's taken place, and I wouldn't believe that you even have to say CM Punk's name again or ever allude to him again now that you're on the path that you are on. But the thing that stuck out to me was Kenny Omega has not been around. He has now been announced for the show. And this whole storyline does not make a whole lot of sense in that Tony Khan was sitting there like a dummy, you know, where, you know, what was it, Willie Tyler and Lester, for those who are really old, you know, where he's just sitting there like a mannequin being told what to do by the Young Bucks, roll this tape, Tony, and all that sort of stuff. He has a guy that he had to suspend because he was going to bring down the company with Jack Perry, and then he hugs him. None of this really actually makes any sense, and then we get to him getting dropped on his head. A lot of this with Kenny Omega being fired out of the Elite and him appearing tonight seems to be that, at least to me, they're not going to go in the direction of having a heel authority figure. It will be the opposite, where Kenny Omega now actually has to step up and do the executive vice president job that he doesn't want to do. At least he talked about, said he was a terrible EVP when he was talking about the Punk situation in one of his gaming chats that he had. But seems like it would be the perfect time for him to come back and be that figure and be the vice president who tries to offset his other guys who are vice presidents just because he's not going to be around for a while. And I think you could use his star power.
You can use his star power. I just don't know whether he's healthy. Like, I don't talk to the guy. I'm not really close with Kenny. Don and I sort of have a mutual friend in that, but I don't know if he's ready to come back. This might just be, you know, it's Winnipeg, Manitoba. Let's get Kenny on the show to sell some tickets and get some eyeballs and maybe dot some I's and cross some T's as far as writing him out of the Elite. I don't know if speaking Kenny Omega for a long period of time is the best use of him, so it'll depend on how healthy he is. They may just remove him to leave the two EVPs as the sole survivors. We'll have to wait and see.
Did you just say Don Callis has a friend?
He has a couple.
Well, tonight, obviously, he will be there having some issues with Will Ospreay, obviously, that have been going on. But the lineup for tonight, they've added Samoa Joe against Isaiah Cassidy. I feel very bad for Isaiah Cassidy, but it's nice to see the former champion come back and hopefully get a big win here, throws Isaiah Cassidy around and stays in the mix. I think that's really important. I think AEW's had an issue with that. We also have Serena Deeb against Mariah May, which, again, depending on all the goofiness that takes place around it, for the short time that they'll probably have, probably be pretty good. I'm a big Serena Deeb fan. Plus, Chris Jericho against Katsuyori Shibata for the FTW title. And a TNT title match, Adam Copeland against one of the members of the House of Black. Do you have any guesses on who that member is going to be, Lance?
Yeah, I'm guessing it'll be Buddy Matthews. And that should be actually quite great. I'm really curious to see. I assume Don Callis and Chris Jericho will be cheered in their hometown. It'll be interesting to see. We'll be right back after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
At Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got it half right, Mr. Announcer Man. It's Mike Sempervivi and Lance Storm, because Brian Alvarez is out making paper mache heads. God bless him for that. He'll be back with us on tomorrow's show to talk all about AEW Dynamite. We ran that down that card before we went to break. And we do have a little bit of NXT to get into, spring breaking night two. But before we do that, Lance, I'm not sure if you and Brian are doing a show. I doubt you guys are doing a show, are you?
No, I offered to take this spot instead of our regular show, freeing up his entire day for paper mache day.
See, you are a good friend, Lance Storm. And because of that, I need to reward you with talking about not NXT, but TNA Under Siege, which is coming up on Saturday from the Albany Armory in Albany, New York. Before we get there, though, of course, coming up on Thursday, we have the go-home episode of TNA Impact. Knockouts World Champion Jordan Grace against Miyu Yamashita. For those of us who like women's wrestling, like Japanese women's wrestling, Miyu Yamashita has been really good for a long time. People in the States have now had a chance to see her probably over the last year and a half, 2 years. She's been able to do more touring, and this could end up being a really, really fun match.
Yeah, I work for the company, so I've seen a screener of the show already. It is a incredible match. It's really great. I think Jordan Grace continues to be one of the best women wrestlers out there. She is a tremendous champion for TNA, and this was really the first I'd seen of Miyu, and was very impressed. So definitely worth checking out TNA's Impact Wrestling episode tomorrow night. It's Wednesday today, and looking forward to Under Siege.
Yeah, X Division number one contenders match, Trey Miguel against Ace Austin. Winner goes on to face Mustafa Ali at Under Siege. And Joe Hendry will apologize to Rich Swann and AJ Francis. And Lance, your boy Joe Hendry is out there. He's really beating it down on social media. I got to ask you, have you purchased your copy of I Believe in Joe Hendry?
I get to sing along with it every day at work. And I joke because this is a very different Joe versus AJ feud for TNA diehards. And it is in many ways equally as entertaining in completely opposite fashion. And tonight is no exception. This apology is one you do not want to miss. And I can honestly say I believe in Joe Hendry. This is one to check out. Again, for entirely different reasons than the previous Joe AJ feud.
If Joe Hendry gets his wishes, everybody, for those of you over in the UK, BBC Radio 1 on Friday, when their weekly countdown drops, if you can maintain listening to Joe Hendry on Spotify and on iTunes and purchasing the song, you may hear it across BBC Radio on that weekly countdown, because if he scores with this, he'll get some national airplay out of it. And, you know, look, Joe Hendry is not going to remind anybody of Joe Stecker inside the ring, Lance, but I don't know if there's a guy. I mean, he's one of those guys that has been on the scene like a Danhausen, like a lot of others, where they are relentless on trying to get themselves over, get their character over, and get their name out there and keep it out there. I mean, you got to give the man credit for that.
Well, it's the hustle. You know, the guy has a lot of talent, and the backstage area constantly sings along with the song and claps. And this business is about getting over. It is not solely about 7-star matches, and Joe Hendry is entertaining and quite over. And again, I'm not trying to say he's not a good wrestler, but again, he's not Will Ospreay in the ring. Let's not kid ourselves, but he's an entertaining guy who's got himself over, and I got a lot of respect for him.
Did you have a chance to see any of NXT last night?
I did not. I don't know why. I'm a subscriber to Sportsnet 360 up here, and when I told Brian I was doing the show, I pulled up what is usually my recording of NXT, and for some reason, TELUS canceled all my Sportsnet channels, and I didn't get it.
Oh, man. They probably saw your name and went this way. Wait a second. Lance, the Evers family does not like sports. We got to cancel this or he's going to call and complain. Maybe that's what it was. Did you figure out what it was yet or is it still in the progress?
I haven't had a chance yet. And again, calling TELUS is an all-day production, so I haven't looked into it yet. But yeah, I have no idea. It's usually on my DVR. I don't always watch it, but it's usually there. And you are correct. I don't watch anything else sports related. So WWE is the only thing on that channel for me.
Well, for everybody else out there, I'll run down a little bit of what took place on NXT for the last night from the Performance Center. As always, in Orlando, Florida, Spring Break in Part 2, Trick Williams opened the show, came out with kind of a State of NXT address, congratulated Carmelo and Ilya Dragunov for being drafted up to the main roster, said we're ushering in the Whoop That era. I'm already sick of the era and all these different eras that are taking place. But he was soon interrupted by Lash Legend, who is still carrying around that manila envelope, which I assume are the pictures of Dusty Rhodes that Baby Doll had from 1988. There was lots of flirting. There were confectionery-based double entendres. But when we got right down to business, it was Lash telling Trick to enjoy his time as champion because it's all going to come crashing down soon. And she still didn't reveal what was in the envelope, Lance. So, you know, Trick Williams getting off. Some people may look at this and go, oh, God, he's in there with Lash. We're doing stupid WWE type of things. But I am assuming that this is going to lead to him and Noam Dar. And, I mean, Noam Dar is probably somebody who should be on the main roster. I'm sure they want to bring the whole group up. I don't know if three-fourths of that group should be on the main roster, but I know Noam Dar probably should be. What do you think about Trick Williams and Noam Dar as a first title defense and a first feud for Trick? I think it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I do. And I think long talking segments, very WWE-ish, as you put it, is what Trick needs to do. You know what I mean? It's like he's in a main event spot now in NXT. He needs to do the talking segments. He needs to do the goofy stuff. And he needs to have good matches because they're supposed to be preparing him for the main roster. And you're going to have to stand in the ring with four or five other people and go back and forth in a 20-minute talking segment. So he needs to practice that. And he needs to have good quality matches. And I think Noam Dar will be a good start for him. And, you know, the next year is going to be fine-tuning this man for a spot I think he's going to have a lot of success with.
You know, this time next year, could he be drafted up to the main roster? I would assume that he would be if things are going the way that they're going. I think the same thing about Obafemi, who they obviously like a lot as well. North American champion. He defended his title over Ivar of the Viking Raiders last night. A big hoss battle there. Ivar threw himself all over the place as far as doing dives, doing things off the top rope, coming off the apron to the floor, all that sort of stuff. Ivar hit a moonsault, but Femi kicked out at two. Ivar went back up to the top. Femi got underneath him, showed his strength, hit an electric chair drop, followed that up with a pop-up powerbomb and got the win. As Femi celebrated, Wes Lee's music hit. He came down through the crowd, got in the ring, and the two had a stare down. Lee has not been around since November of 28th of last year. He went out with a back injury after winning a number one contenders match when he was set to face Dominic Mysterio when he was the North American champion. But the way things are going, the way they had it kind of unraveled during the show, Ivar still wants another shot. Brooks Jensen has said he's had a claim to the title, wants to get in there as well, too. And now you have Wes Lee coming back. It's another four-way match. It looks like they're building to with Obafemi, but he's going to have to do a lot of those, too. But I like him in there bashing heads with these big guys like Ivar because, obviously, at 5'8" and not a trained professional wrestler, I'll never have to work like a big guy, Lance, but Obafemi, at his size, obviously he's going to, and they want him to be a monster. So Have you had a chance to see a whole lot of him, and what are your thoughts on him, if you have?
I've seen a couple matches, maybe three appearances at most, but I do think the guy has something. He has a charisma, and unlike many people in NXT, I actually like his name. I think there's something to it. He's got a presence and a charisma. And again, getting to work with somebody as talented and, you know, as a big man as Ivar, you know, is going to really help this guy. So I think they've been really smart with him. You know, he's in there with Dijak. He's in there with Ivar. He's in there with guys that can, you know, he can learn from. And I think he has something. There's a charisma. There's an accent. There's a look. There's something to this guy that can be a star. And they just have to whittle him into the perfect shape.
Thea Hale looks more like a star when it comes to her outfit. She's not just in Chase U junior varsity gear anymore. They kind of have some gear designed for her. She and Fallon Henley fell out when Fallon Henley turned on her after Thea had defeated JC Jane last night. Fallon Henley has not worked as a heel yet, and obviously Roxanne Perez, or at least I'm saying obviously, seems like they want Roxanne Perez to work as a heel and get a little bit of that under her belt. And I think she's been great at it. If there's anybody who could be on the main roster right now, man or woman or vegetable or mineral from NXT, it should be Roxanne Perez. But I understand what they're doing there. Looks like they're taking the same path with Fallon Henley as well, too. What are your thoughts? Still, there was always the old school thought that maybe you start somebody as a babyface, even though it's easier to be a heel, depending on their looks. But how do you judge that now? Obviously, to me, you would have to learn how to do both. But that's not always the case when we see guys pushed up very quickly on TV, not with defined characters, and just being like fresh babyfaces, like what happened to Action Andretti, Top Flight, and maybe some others.
It's different now than in the past, because back in the day, the heel would call a match and could carry a babyface through easier, so it was easier to start out as a babyface. But now with the level of work that's expected, you know, people plan everything out, I don't think the physical job heel or face is as different, and, you know, it seems hard to get over nowadays. So I think it's smart to have people do both in NXT. I wish they weren't on national television, so you could try them in both spots, see what works best for them, and debut them fresh, so we're not seeing everybody turn three times before they make the main roster. But I think it's good for them to see how they do in each role and see where their strengths lie before you put them on the main roster.
I kind of wish Axiom and Nathan Frazier were on the TNA roster, because I would love to see them face the Rascals. I would love to see them face Ace Austin and Chris Bay. I would love that matchup. They were victorious last night over the AOP. Just some other things. Rich Holland defeated Sean Spears. Looks like he may be joining with Chase U. There was the announcement for the Women's North American title, which to me is a completely superfluous thing, but I get it. I get it why they're doing it. But Lance, they've decided to do this where the roster is going to compete in a combine. Whoever impresses, they're going to cut the field to 12. Then there's going to be six matches, and the winners of those matches will then have a six-way ladder match at the NXT show at the Apex to decide the champion. Am I too old to say that I hate all of this?
I didn't realize it was all of the other stuff. I just thought there was a ladder match, and I'm old enough to hate this. To be a singles champion, you should be winning singles matches. So having to run this kind of gauntlet, I think, is ridiculous. But we can look at it further when we're back after break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Lance Storm here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance has gotten the message that I am terrible going to breaks and that I just want to continue to talk, and he has saved the day there in those last two segments. Lance, I can tell you right now, producer Dom, very happy that you're here today.
Well, I do what I can.
And if you know what I need you to do, if WWE ever comes calling and says, take a look at NXT and tell us what you want us to do, tell them to never have another women's underground match. In fact, just tell them to never have another underground match unless it's going to be a lot more like Pancrase or Bloodsport, which this absolutely was not, with Lola Vice, with Shayna Baszler in her corner defeating Natalya with Carmen Petrovic. Petrovic? I think it's Petrovic in her case, not Petrovic. That was Mirko Krokop. But, yeah, it was, they were outside the ring. The posts were used to run people into. The commentary desk was used. There was interference that took place in this match, this supposed underground fight club match. No DQ, so the referee was useless to stop any of the interference. Completely ridiculous. Natty had Lola in the sharpshooter, but as she did, Shayna started choking Petrovic out on the floor. She released the hold, went after Baszler. As she tried to get back on the mat, Lola hit her with a spinning back fist, starting landing strikes until the referee called the match. I thought it was completely ridiculous and really kind of a waste of these women, all four of which, to differing degrees, have a whole lot of martial arts background and knowledge, so didn't work for me at all, but just listening to the concept, any thought?
Stick with pro wrestling. I'm a big fan of it.
Hey, as you mentioned earlier on, Threads, is that where people can find you?
That's where I'm at Storm Wrestling Academy.
Lance, I want to thank you very much for saving the show today, coming on here with me. I very much appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure. Anytime.
And for all the rest of you out there, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you, producer Dom. Thank you for, who's working today? Jared? No, it's John. Thank you, producer John, on the video. And we shall talk to you again after a while.